Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Hey, my name is Adam, and this is the story of how a simple day at the mall, a simple outing to buy a few things, turned into the worst day of my life. It was just a normal day like any other when I decided to go to the mall.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I needed to buy a few things, and I thought it would be quick. The mall was full of people, as usual. Kids running around, parents loaded with bags, and the constant sound of conversations and footsteps echoed in the air. I headed to the electronics store to look for a new phone. The store was well lit and organized, with a variety of devices displayed in the showcases. After comparing a few models, I chose one and headed for the checkout. It was at that moment that I noticed someone was following me. I couldn't see his face, but the figure was a few steps behind me. I tried to ignore him, thinking maybe it was just a coincidence. But every time I stopped, so did the figure. No matter how many times I walked around the store, he was always there, in the distance, but close enough to make me feel uncomfortable. You know what was weird, though? The strange figure didn't seem to hide his presence. It was as if he wanted me to see him, but I wasn't sure if he was actually following me. I decided to leave the store and head to another part of the mall. I figured if I moved around enough, I might lose this person. I walked into a clothing store and started looking at some shirts. But then I looked up at the mirror, and I saw the figure again, this time reflected right behind me. I hurried out of the store and blended in with the crowd, but no matter where I went, the figure continued to follow me. I started to panic. Who was this person, and why was he chasing me? I decided to head to mall security and explain the situation. As I walked towards the security office, I noticed that the figure kept a constant distance away, as if he knew exactly how far away he needed to be as to not arouse suspicion. It was as if only I could see him. No one else found his strange attire odd, or the fact that he was following me so obviously. When I got to the security office, I explained to the guard what was going on. He looked around, but there was no sign of the figure. Are you sure he was following you? It's a shopping mall. Maybe he was just going to the same places as you. Sir, I assure you he was following me. He even stopped when I stopped. There's no way it's a coincidence. Well, he's not there now. I can't do anything if I don't see him. You should take the opportunity to leave now. If you do stay around here, just let me know if you have this problem again. You know where I am. Even though he tried to reassure me, it was easy to see that he didn't believe me, which scared me even more. Anyway, he was right. If the man showed up again, I could simply go back to him. I continued with my shopping, but the feeling of being watched persisted. I entered a sports store and dipped into the sneaker section. As I perused a few models, I noticed the figure again. This time he was at the end of the aisle, but his steady gaze wouldn't leave me. I left the store and decided to take a break in the food court area. I sat at a table in a corner, trying to hide in the crowd. I ordered a coffee and waited, watching the people go by. I had to be calm. The more scared I got, the more mistakes I would make. At best, maybe it was a psycho trying to make me have an uncomfortable moment, but I couldn't risk it being something worse. If I kept my cool, maybe I could get a picture of him. I calmly reached for my cell phone, ready to find the man, but it was at that moment that all my calm disappeared. When I looked up from my cup, the figure was standing right in front of me. His face was hidden under a hood, but I could feel his penetrating gaze. He didn't say a word, just stood there, staring at me. My hands were shaking as I held my phone, trying to unlock it to capture a photo of that mysterious stalker. However, something about his presence paralyzed me, as if my body instinctively knew not to provoke this individual. The silence became unbearable, and my gaze met his through the dark hood. A shiver ran down my spine. Suddenly, the figure slowly raised a finger and placed it over his lips in a silent gesture. A clear warning, then. I was not to make noise or draw attention to myself. My thoughts became a whirlwind of panic. What did this silent psychopath want? Why was he pursuing me with such sick determination? I decided to act shrewdly and, with trembling hands, discreetly put the phone away without taking the picture. Perhaps, for now, it was better not to provoke someone so unpredictable. Despite paying attention to him, I stood up and began to walk backwards slowly without losing sight of him at any moment. The figure continued to follow me, getting closer and closer. I slowly made my way towards a security guard. I knew there was always one near the bathroom. Meanwhile, the psychopath simply followed me slowly, always gaining a few centimeters of distance. I noticed that the man's pace was quickening, and at that moment I realized that I wasn't going to make it to the cop in time. I decided to take a chance and run desperately, screaming for help. It was the worst thing I could do. The man got within inches of me in a matter of seconds. The guard was a few meters away. He had already seen me, but neither he nor I was prepared for what was about to happen. Ignoring the fact that we were in the middle of the crowd, the psychopath lunged at me and in one leap knocked me to the ground. On the ground, the man used his fingers to violently squeeze my eyes. I can't describe to you the pain I felt at that moment. It felt like his fingers were going to pierce my head and reach my brain. The man's strength was enormous, and it seemed that he was not going to stop until he killed me. Suddenly, the security guard hit the man and pushed him away a few inches, but that didn't work for long. Filled with rage, the psychopath pushed the guard away in seconds. His hood had been revealed to show a deformed and hideous face. His eyes were still on me, and that look alone was enough to make anyone lose their will to fight him. But I didn't give up. With everything I had, I got up and ran.
"I told you not to make any noise."
At this war cry, the man started running again, catching up to me once more. The people who were watching everything tried to stop him, but the psychopath looked like a tractor that was impossible to stop. Horrified, my feet gave out and I fell to the ground, at the mercy of this monster that was about to catch up with me once again. I thought it was all over, but before he jumped to attack me, the man ran out of energy. Six people managed to stop him and throw him to the ground. From there, he was still staring at me, screaming in desperation, trying to free himself to kill me. The man didn't calm down until police arrived a few minutes later. Even after several minutes, he had lost neither the energy nor the will to attack me. I just stood there, confused. I didn't understand why this man was so intent on attacking me. Nor did I understand how he went from carefully following me to becoming a wild animal, desperate to kill me. A few days later, the police called me to clarify everything that had happened and to reassure me that I was safe. The man had escaped from a psychiatric hospital several days before. Since his escape, he was hiding in the mall overnight, hiding in the food section of the supermarket. The day it all happened, the psychopath just chose me, as he could have chosen anyone. I don't know if he always intended to attack me, but apparently he was obsessed with silence, and the moment I started running and screaming, he made the decision to end my life. I never went back to the mall. From that day on, when I see places full of people, I'm terrified. Among so many people, it's impossible to know if one of them is watching you and is ready to hurt you.
Hello, everyone. We are thrilled that you have been enjoying our videos. Your support means the world to us. If you've liked what you've seen, please consider liking and subscribing to our channel. We would love to hear which one of our videos is your favorite. We're on a mission to reach 100,000 members in the SSG family, and with your help, we can achieve that goal. Thank you for being a part of our journey.
Back when I was a teenager, I lived in a small town in the state of Pennsylvania. Our town had a considerably small population, however. It had everything in it. A gym, a mall, all the fast food restaurants, fancy clubs. You name it, we had it. I was around 17 when the only shopping mall in our town closed down. It happened so suddenly that no one in town knew the exact reason for the shutting down of the mall. All they knew was the owner of the property wanted to close it forever. I mean, think about it. You're the owner of the only shopping mall in town. It's a profitable business, so why would you shut it down out of the blue? But once this mall was shut,
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
A lot of conspiracy theories started popping up. Our town's community was pretty close-knit and news traveled fast there. But the worst part was that not only had people lost a place to shop from, but also, a lot of town folks lost their jobs. My dad was a Marine, so he was hardly at home, and my mom was a teacher in my high school. We weren't affected as much, but a lot of other people had been. My best friend, Helen's mom, worked in a clothing store in the mall, and her dad was a mechanic, so her family was hit hard by the closing of the mall. However, when you are a teenager, very few things matter, and one of them was prom, which was just around the corner. Helen had her eyes set on a particular dress that was on display in the clothing store where her mom worked. But now there was no way she could get that particular dress that she loved so much. On the other hand, I had yet to decide on a dress, and both of us really missed the shopping mall as we knew we would find the perfect dress there. All the girls in our grade were either getting dressed from neighboring towns or some local boutiques. I knew my parents wouldn't be able to drive me to another town just for a prom dress, but I did not want to buy a dress from the boutiques everyone else was buying from. So instead, Helen and I decided to break into the closed shopping mall and steal a prom dress for each one of us. I know, right now, you all must be judging me and my friend, and so am I. As an adult, I understand it was wrong of us to even think about doing such a thing. But, as teenagers, it was a life-or-death situation. We wanted to look pretty at the prom. So, we decided to skip school one afternoon and break into the mall. As our school was just a few blocks away from the mall, we were going to walk to it. The toughest part was getting into the mall. Of course, we could not get in from the main floor, so instead, we decided to try the back door that is only for the staff. When we reached the mall and found the back entrance, it was locked. However, Helen reached into her backpack and pulled out a small bottle. In it was some kind of liquid. Before I could ask her what it was, she poured a few drops of that liquid on the lock and then hit it hard with the small hammer she had in her other hand. That was a chemical I stole from my dad's garage to break the locks. The liquid softens the metals. Wow, you have really thought this whole robbery out, haven't you? I teased her and we entered the mall. When you enter a mall from its front entrance, you are greeted by the sight of shops and a lot of people. But this staff-only entrance was way different. First of all, it was not lit at all, and we felt like walking into an alley with a bunch of pipes and wiring around us. We finally made it into the mall, and we couldn't believe we were the only two people in it. So instead of going about our business, we decided to skate down the hallways, run on the switched-off escalators, and do some gymnastic moves. When we were finally tired, we ate our lunch and decided to pick our dresses. We really needed to hurry up as we had to be back in school before the school was dismissed. Otherwise, we would get in trouble. We reached the dress shop Helen's mom worked at, and we got into the shop the same way we had gotten into the mall. Instead of wasting time, Helen directly went to the dress she liked and picked the one in her size. I, on the other hand, was looking through aisles and aisles of beautiful dresses, unable to pick one. Just when I was about to find Helen, I saw her walking between two aisles a few feet ahead of me. I ran towards her, but she wasn't there. Helen! I called out to her. What? I'm here in the back looking for some jewelry to go with my dress. If she was in the back of the store, then who did I just see? I turned around and then saw the same person exit through the store through the main door. I rushed to the door to see who it was, but surprisingly, the hallway in front of the store was empty. So, which should I pick, the long one or the choker? I screamed and turned around to find Helen standing behind me with two necklaces in her hand looking at me expectantly to choose a dress. I think I saw someone leave the store just now, but when I checked in the hallway, there was no one. What? Blair, I think you've seen too many horror movies. Now, just tell me which one I should pick. The choker would look great on you. Choker it is, Helen said, and walked into the store. I was still a bit baffled because I was sure I had seen someone walk out. Nevertheless, we had a little time left and I had not chosen a dress yet. I rushed inside and started looking at the dresses once again. Finally, I picked an ivory one, and by now, Helen was helping me pick a dress too. We both loved the dresses, especially because Helen's dress was black, so we would complement each other. It was around 5 in the afternoon and the sun was about to set, so we decided to return back just as we had come in. We stuffed our dresses and jewelry in our backpacks and walked out towards the back of the store. We were on the second floor of the mall, and when Helen looked down, she saw a guy walking by. She pulled me by the hand and showed me the man. Did he break into the mall too? Did he follow us? Helen asked me, but I had no clue. So we looked down once more, only to find the same guy on the first floor. How did he get up so fast? The guy had not noticed us till now and was just walking in each hallway as if he knew where he had to go. Also, he was just wearing a t-shirt and a pair of pants. He did not have a backpack on him. We kept on watching him, and at one point while he was walking up to the escalators, he turned his neck abruptly and looked at us. His eyes were red as an apple, and he was staring straight at us even though he was climbing the escalator. My fight or flight instinct kicked in. I just grabbed Helen's hand and started running towards the exit through which we had entered. As the man saw us running, he started running behind us too. We could see him gaining speed on us. We couldn't run fast as we had heavy backpacks on our back. The man, on the other hand, was faster. The exit was far away from us, and we knew that we wouldn't reach the exit in time. Now the man was on the same floor as us, and he was coming at us in full speed. Finally, we decided to fight instead of running. So we stopped in front of an area in the hallway. I and Helen had held each other's hands tightly, and we were literally shivering. The man was coming towards us. And when he was a few feet away from us, instead of attacking us as we had expected him to, he jumped over the hallway railing straight down. We were so scared that our eyes were wide and sweat dripped down our foreheads. A few minutes later, Helen moved towards the railing and she looked down. We had expected to see the man's body lying down on the ground floor, but there was no one down there. The mall felt totally empty. I joined Helen and looked down too. I had an eerie feeling that this man was somehow the reason why the mall shut down. Somehow, we managed to get out of the mall. We were so scared that we couldn't believe what we had seen. Somehow, we managed to reach school barely before the dismissal time. When we went home, Helen asked her mother the true reason the mall shut down. Looking at how serious Helen was, her mom finally told her the truth. She said that there was a young employee that worked in one of the stores in the mall. Something happened between him and the manager of the mall, and the employee was fired. He knew he would become homeless if he lost his job and would not be able to take care of his young sister. That's why he decided to kill himself by jumping from the second floor of the mall. He did it at night when the mall was closed, and his body was found by the cleaning staff the next morning. After that incident, many people working in the mall had seen the employee jumping off the railing just like we had. The mall was closed because the mall was haunted. As a grown-up, I realize how wrong we were doing what we did, but things would have been much worse if the spirit would have decided to possess one of us.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Can you imagine what would have happened then?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.